This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The stock of the day today trades under the ticker symbol FB. Facebook, of course, up better than 5% at the close because when it reported earnings yesterday afternoon, well, I think the phrase you're looking for here, you guys, is blew everybody's socks right off. Yes, they are making money, and one out of every seven people on the planet does have an account. But it's the way they're making money that got everybody excited, because it wasn't all that long ago the company was getting slammed, both here and elsewhere, for not being able to do mobile. That's with air quotes, do mobile. Well, consider it done. Marketplace's Annie Baxter starts us off.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg made some remarks on an investor conference call yesterday that might go down as the understatements of the year.
This was a good quarter for us and a good end to the first half of the year.
Facebook's profits climbed to $800 million in the second quarter, more than doubling compared to the same period last year. That was due in large part to a big surge in ad revenue, nearly two-thirds of which came from its mobile ads. Those are the ads for stuff like furniture or detergent, which, like it or not, now appear as regularly as your friend's adorable baby photos in your Facebook mobile news feed. Ben Schachter is an internet analyst with Macquarie Capital, which invests in Facebook.
The mobile ads business is growing faster than anyone had anticipated. The desktop business is not declining as much as people thought.
Google still owns the mobile ad space. The search giant took in 42% of all U.S. mobile ad revenue last year, according to the research firm eMarketer. Facebook got about 16%. But Google has been losing ground, and Facebook is coming on strong.
The thing is, it's growing so fast that it's already kind of the question, when are they going to take over Google?
That's Karsten Weide with the market research firm International Data Corporation. He thinks Facebook could close in on Google in 2015. But Weide says there are some tougher questions, too, like how Facebook is going to keep up its daily user base, which didn't grow in the latest quarter, and how it plans to make money off new services like private messaging and virtual reality. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.